Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
But Lisa, last week we were asking women, if you're in this situation right now with a guy, he's done you wrong somehow, some way, and you're starting to think that maybe you should take him back, call us up, because we don't know anything about the situation. We're not close to you or anything like that. We may be able to give you like an objective opinion on if you should take him back or not. Well, Lisa called us on Wednesday with this news.
He's this wonderful guy for about a year, and at the end of that year, we were talking about getting married. I mean, we talked about buying a house together. He had a great job. I had a great job, and I could see kids with this man. We're very serious, and then I don't know what happened. Like, he just went through this, like, midlife crisis at 27, and he just kind of freaked out and just decided he wanted to own a bar. And so he up and left Atlanta and moved to Philadelphia to his uncle's bar to learn how to run and own a bar. And we tried to do the long distance thing, but then it didn't work out. And then, so we broke up, and then, a long story short, it's been almost a year, and now he wants to come back to Atlanta. And here's the thing. I have all these mutual friends, and he doesn't know that I know that right after, like, 5 minutes after we broke up, the hostess that was working in the bar with him moved in with him.
Oh.
Yeah. 5 minutes. I mean, he probably walked across the street to work and said, hey, why don't you move in with me, and whatever. And so now, through my mutual friends, I know that he's coming back to Atlanta, and he wants to get back together.
He's coming back when?
Friday. And he wants to ask me to marry him.
So that's where we left off with Lisa last week. So at this point, none of us know if he proposed or not. Good morning, Lisa. You're back on The Voice Disguiser. How are you?
I'm good. How are you all?
Doing
good.
Okay. All right. Where do you want to pick it up? Because we haven't talked to you since Wednesday.
Okay. So he came back into town on Friday, like my friend said. But then he didn't call me. He didn't call me until Saturday, like about midday. And he said he wanted to see me, and I agreed to it. And then he said he wanted to take a drive, and we drove out to Marietta. And we drove to this townhouse, and he said, he asked me if I would move in with him if he bought this townhouse. And it was a gorgeous place, and it was something that I thought that I really wanted. And I know I wanted that last year, but you know, just sitting there in the car with him, I realized that that's not what I wanted. That after a year of him being gone and us breaking up and it just being so painful and him moving in with that other girl, I just didn't want that anymore.
Wait, we're going entirely too fast here. All right, so dude calls you up, right?
Uh-huh.
What was that initial conversation like? Because it's been a year now and this guy just calls out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know that you know he's in town, so
did you fake a surprise?
Did he want it to be a surprise?
No, did you fake like you had no idea this call was coming?
No, I knew that he would call.
But right, did you let him know that?
I think there was really no way that I could hide it.
Okay.
Because we know each other so well.
So how does he start off the conversation? I mean, this guy, I can't believe the sack on this guy. I mean, after a year, he doesn't talk to you at all.
What are you talking about?
What?
I think that's like any girl, if this worked out well, you know, we know how this one sounds like it's going, but if this worked out well, you'd be like, oh my God, he left her for a year, then he comes back and he picks out a gorgeous townhome for them to live in, and he calls her and says, I want to show you something. That's like Lifetime movie story.
That's not the real world.
But the difference is that other girl was a part of the picture. Like the issue. Romantic if that other girl had never been involved.
Even with that other girl involved, it's romantic. Like, I think his intentions are good, and I think
it's rude.
I think if she was still into him and she loved him, Like, I think then this would be an awesome, I think people, oh my God, it was so great.
This guy, he broke up and 5 minutes later he's got another woman, which indicates to me that he obviously was seeing somebody else while he was seeing her.
Right.
Because you don't ask somebody
to move in.
And he's obviously seeing the error of his ways, and he's willing to put down $100,000 or however much a townhouse costs.
Did he ever bring up the other girl?
He never did.
Because my assumption was that it just didn't work out with her, so he's jumping back to try to get back with Lisa.
That's what I kind of felt like, too. Mm. Or, yeah, that was one of my biggest fears, but I never brought it up.
Okay.
Did he ever apologize for disappearing for a year? Or what did he say on the phone that was so nice that you were like, yeah, sure, I'll pick right back up where we left off?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a combination of we'd been together for so long, and I'd cared so much about him, and we just really knew each other. And yeah, he did apologize.
Because did you mention that you thought you were soulmates last week?
Yeah, I thought that I would spend my life with him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he pulls you up in front of this townhouse, and he's faking like he can afford it? Because didn't you also tell us that he was broke?
Yeah.
You don't mess with no broke.
I can't believe how much grief you guys are giving this guy.
I find very little romantic about it.
I don't think that what he's doing is proper.
He's broke.
How do you know?
She told us.
She told us.
Right, how does she know? Yeah. She's hearing from friends of friends who thought that he was coming to town to propose, and he's not coming to town to propose. He's obviously coming to town to say, move in with me.
Dude.
See, like I said, if the other woman had not been a part of this picture, I can see where he's coming from, but the fact that he left her right to another woman's arms makes me look like, well, she dumped him, now he's running
and
back to Lisa.
And if this story was going differently, you guys would be like, oh my God, look at him trying to do the right thing. He's trying to make it right. He's willing to buy you a house.
You can't take out very, very key points that are fact, though.
Because when we talked to Lisa on Wednesday, we gave her our advice on what we thought, you know, whether or not she should get back with this guy. And Jen and I both were saying no because of the other woman.
But
I
not
think,
right away.
I know, but I think you guys are coming down on him for it's an amazing attempt.
Mm. And never acknowledge the other woman
really.
It's not.
You can't just pick off from just the attempt. There's a history here of screwing around.
You have to acknowledge
he's taking all you guys, all women want. All three of you, is for men to pay attention and do great, amazing things.
Pay attention. And he ignored her for a year.
But here he's trying to do something awesome, and you guys are hammering him.
Not
it just
one
sounds
call.
Like, well, here's the deal. It sounds like he makes one quick apology on the phone and then says, fast forward, let's move in together. Not a apology on the phone. Take her. Like, to me, like, it's going to be a build up to that. Like,
but this is
let's
such...
move in together so you can pay for a townhouse that I can't afford. That's
he
not
never
romantic.
Said that. You don't know that he's broke.
She knows it.
How
broke.
Does she know? She hasn't talked to him
the
in a year.
The only thing that we can talk about is what she's telling us.
How did you ask him how he was going to afford the townhouse?
No, I didn't.
Did you talk about anything?
Because you're going to pay for it.
Because you never brought up the other woman.
That's right. After a year, I just didn't feel like, hey, let's get back together, let's move in together, let's play house together. Like, it should be a build-up. He should try to rebuild with me. And it didn't feel like he was really going to do that.
Yeah, I think it's awfully...
I think he was just looking for a quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
To get his life back, and that's just not really how it works.
I would have totally asked about this other woman.
Yeah, I don't...
There's no way you're leaving me, and then I'm not, and then you come running back, and then we're not going to even talk about it?
I just didn't feel like I needed to talk about it because...
Now, did you say last week that she went up to Philadelphia with him?
No.
She was like the waitress at a bar, that he worked at or something.
She was the hostess.
But they did move in together, is what I'm saying.
She was the hostess at the bar.
But they moved in before he went to Philadelphia.
No, he moved in...
He moved there, we broke up, and then, the next week, they moved in together.
Here in Atlanta. Then he takes off.
Okay.
And, yeah. At that point, you don't know if they went to Philly or not together?
I think you guys have the story right.
You guys have it wrong.
I don't have it right?
He moved to Philadelphia to work at his family member's bar.
Got it.
Then they tried to do the long distance thing, Lisa and him. It didn't work out, so they broke up. So the hostess of the bar or waitress moved in with him in Philadelphia.
Got it.
They had their little relationship or whatever.
Okay.
Then that fell apart. Now he's coming back here and he's trying to make it work with Lisa.
That changes absolutely nothing, but okay, at least I have the facts straight. Hold on one second, okay, Lisa? I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to take some calls and then I'll come back and we'll talk to you too, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead, Tess. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, Burt Show.
Hey. Good morning.
Let me tell you, there are so many holes in this story, it's like a piece of Swiss cheese.
All right. What do you got?
Give me a break. You're telling me your soulmate, who you're going to spend the rest of your life with, takes off and shacks up with some girl, and he comes back one day, and you don't rip him a new one? You don't even bring up the girl's name? Come on.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you spend a half a day with somebody.
That's the first thing we're talking about.
Yeah, and you never, ever, ever mention it. If this is your soulmate and you guys are supposed to be so open with each other, how do you not even bring that up?
Well, there is no way.
I mean, in her defense, she did say she didn't feel like going into all of it because she doesn't want to be with him.
Right.
She's decided this isn't for her. It was moving too fast or whatever, so she didn't even want to get into all that because it's over.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Tracy. How are you?
I'm great. My comment was that basically she's getting a lot of hearsay, which really has nothing to do with nothing. And basically, if she just, I mean, talk to him, see what he has to say. Get everything out in the open. And to me, it seems like you don't want to talk about the girlfriend because you don't want to hear any bad noise, any bad news. And you just wanted to keep it all sunshiny and smiley, and you just didn't want to hear the facts. Ask him, what is up with, who is this girl? What's up with this? And just get the facts. You're hearing rumors. I mean, for him to take you to your your new home or whatever, that's not what his friend said that he was going to do. Stop going by the hearsay and go to him. Just get it all out in the open and move on with your life.
Thank you for calling. Here's Amanda with a theory. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good. My comment was, how does she know that she was not just a roommate, that he moved up there and he just needed help? And I mean, because it was, you know, after they broke up a week or so later, maybe she was just a roommate.
Could be, but she didn't bring the woman up.
Now,
she didn't ask any questions.
I know there's exceptions to the rule, but for guys, couldn't you say that most guys don't have girl roommates that they don't want to sleep with? Right?
I don't know about that, but I'll guarantee you she wasn't a roommate.
Okay.
Like, I think you could probably have a girl roommate that you don't want to sleep with, but I don't think she was one of them.
Okay.
Like, I mean, the fact that I think he obviously, like, you guys are so convinced that they were messing around. Like, he may have done the right thing. Like, the fact that she moved in so quickly says to me that he was like, you know what, this is the girl I want to be with, but I'm going to be manly about it and dump my long distance thing and move her in 24 hours later. Like, I don't know if he was.
I think he was screwing around with her because she was there. He was having the relationship in Atlanta, and it just didn't work out with her. Destiny thinks this is a romantic story. Hey, Destiny.
Thank you.
Hey, I was going to say, normally I'm a realist and pretty negative, but I totally agree with Jeff. I think something about it's romantic. Yeah, he probably did have a fling with this girl, probably realized that she wasn't the one that he was supposed to be with was in Atlanta, and he makes this huge step, and I feel like if she has any feelings for this guy at all, that she would be crazy just to, you know, like everybody else has said, not have open communication with this guy. Because most people would be, you know, curious of why he would drop everything.
Right.
You know, I think she needs to ask questions because, you know, if it is that person, we all know how hard it is to find that person. So why not at least ask, you know, like at least dig a little bit deeper.
Yeah, I don't know how you even go 1 hour. I don't even know how you go 1 hour without starting to ask questions about it.
Well, if she's over him, like if it's, you know, if it's where she sees him for the first, the minute she sees him, she's like, oh, nope, game over.
Mm-hmm.
Then she, you know, like, whatever.
Lisa's
like,
back.
I'm wasting my time right now.
Hey, Lisa, is that how you were feeling? Like this was all a waste of time anyway? Because emotionally you were just like, you're cut off from this guy anyway. So the details really don't even matter to you?
Yeah. And that's why I didn't ask about the other girl. Because it just didn't really matter to me. Because I just felt like there was nothing there after that year of a lot of pain and turmoil and confusion.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing left for him, really.
Women can do that. Man, when you turn it off, it's done. That switch is done sometimes, man, and there's no going back.
Well, the reason is it takes us so long to get to that point. We have to go through so much to finally be fed up that once we're done, we are done.
That is a theory that in breakups, women deal with it right away.
Mm-hmm.
So she dealt with it right away over this year. She's had some time to sort of heal from it, but maybe there was like a crack in that door that was still open, you know, that little bit of doubt. But I think women really do go through the emotions and deal with it, whereas guys, for the most part, are just in denial, and they're like, ah, whatever, rebound, rebound, and then they're not even functioning with, you know, dealing with those feelings until much later.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, let me ask you this. If the situation was a little bit different, and his approach this weekend was a little bit different, okay? So, this is all theory. 3 weeks ago, he gives you a call, and he says, Lisa, I'm coming back to Atlanta. I really, really, really need to talk to you. Do you have some time? Okay, you say, sure, let's just hang out for a couple of hours on Saturday, right? He comes back in on Saturday. He tells you everything. I have to be honest with you. I made a million different mistakes over the last year. When I was in Philadelphia, I thought I fell in love with a woman. I moved her into the house. It was a mistake. And for the last year, I've been paying for that mistake, and I just want to be with you. This is our new house. Does that change anything? Or are you done?
Yeah, it doesn't really change anything because he's still like, oh, I'm so ready to make it right. We should do it right away.
So that switch is off and it is over.
Well, yeah, also, I mean, I think it also is a reflection of how he handles things. Whether bad or good, it doesn't matter. He's just quick. He's just quick to the draw. Like, he moved away quickly. He moved the woman in quickly. He's coming back. He wants you to move in quickly. So that's who he is. And so that's, you know, something you have to factor in, too. I mean, you've obviously made your decision, but you can't ignore his pattern.
Maybe he just needs to be alone for a little while.
No, he's going to go back to Philly. He'll hook up with the other girl.
The other hostess.
Or he's going to drive her down to the townhouse and go, hey, what do you think of this townhouse?
All right, Lisa, thank you for sharing with us. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Good luck.
Hey, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, man, women turn that thing off. It is done. It is hard to go back.
But I think it's because of what Melissa said. I think that we go through it and come to that place. I don't think that we're light switches quite like men are.
Right.
I think it takes a long time to get there, but once you're there, you've already been through all the emotion of it, so there's no turning back.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Okay. I will not look at their breasts. I will not look at their breasts.
Last week, Melissa Carter and Jen Hobby made these very powerful statements.
To me, yeah, you can tell a fake pair from a real pair.
Yeah. We're united in the fact that we can spot a fake.
Yeah.
For sure. The reason I think you can tell most often, like I would say 90% of the time, the reason you can spot them is because everybody who decides, you know, okay, I'm going for it. I'm going to get breast augmentation. And then they go through the process of it, and it's like, well, if I'm going to go with a B, I might as well get a C. Or if they're like, well, if I'm going to get a C, why not get a D? And so I think most times women go in with one idea and come out of it a half a size bigger than what they originally planned on doing. So therefore, you can spot them because it's, although they think it's proportionate to their body, sometimes it's a little bigger than that.
Based on a woman's body type?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some women don't even accept what body type they are, and they get breasts that don't match their body type. I mean, I just really think there are different things that you look at. Now, I may completely have more confidence, and then Monday you prove me wrong, but I'm not naive enough to only look for porn breasts. as the only thing that proves to be fake breasts.
I feel bad because I don't want it to be like we're bashing people who've had breast augmentation.
It's just reality is what you're saying. This is your reality.
One of those things is that you can just tell.
Okay, that was last week on the show. So we invited 10 women to come in. Some that had surgery, others that did not. Four showed up. Four women showed up this morning. So your test group is going to be a little bit smaller than we
thought. That's how we know it's an honor to be a part of the Burt Show. 40%.
We're hitting at about 40%.
We wanted 10, 7 committed, 4 are here. So thank you, 4.
So I don't want to get into too much conversation with anybody that's in the studio because I don't want this to be based on them judging anything on you guys except your chest.
So, like, if they sound if they sound dumb, then you think it'll lean toward fake.
No,
I don't. I can't even imagine what scenario would play out that would lean them one way or the other. But it shouldn't even matter because what they have said is that they can tell one way or the other.
You're having a hard time looking them in the eye, aren't you?
It goes against. I'm totally trying to be respectful and all, but
you really are. Why are you so uncomfortable?
Dude, it's like putting a magnet on a refrigerator. It's going to stick. It's like natural. It's the natural order of things. This is what happens. So as much as I'm fighting it right now, but I can feel my eyes like going down.
He has physically
Uncomfortable.
Jeff.
Bert, they're just boobs.
I know, but I'm trying to be respectful
and all. Look at her. Look at number two. Look at those.
Well, okay,
look at them.
Since you said all right.
I think
number twos are the ones that I've been trying not to. But
well, you got it tough too because she's tall and you're not. And that's kind of like there.
I have a quick question about how this is going to work. When Melissa and I try to figure it out, are we going to each separately write our list, or can we confer with one another?
Oh, I think no. Separately. You guys either have to say they are real or they are fake, and I have a list right here, 1 through 4.
Okay.
Melissa's opinion and your opinion.
Because we need to. Do we do the list separately? Because will our opinion be based on what the other one said?
That's
true. You know what I'm saying?
Why don't you do this?
Write them down.
Why don't you just say yes or no and don't give us any reason why at first?
No, I think they should write them down.
What I'm saying is if Jen says yes to 2, and then I'll be like, well, I thought it was no.
Okay, go ahead.
You know what I'm saying?
So write them down.
Sure.
Okay, get them. Sorry, you guys. I feel like
I apologize because I have not looked at them because I didn't want to study and look and try to formulate my guess. And then on top of it being rude for staring at them. So I have not even faced the women yet. But thank you for coming in.
Do you need Bert and I to... You need Bert and I to turn around in case you got to grab onto any of them or flash or anything like that.
Jeff,
they're like
stop your fantasy.
Proudly showing off really awesome cleave. I'm really jealous right now. What the real deal.
I feel so rude. Sorry, ladies. Just like we volunteered.
Here,
I know.
Though.
Okay. All right. Just going 1, 2, 4. Okay.
And it's not like we've reduced them just to meaningless numbers.
We haven't even asked them their names. I think that was on your guys' request, though, not ours.
Well, I mean, want to call them out. I mean,
okay.
I don't think we should have.
You already done?
I'm done.
You already wrote them down?
All 4.
I don't think we should have given them just one number. Like, I think contestant number 1 should be number 1 and number 2. And contestant number 2 should be number 3 and number 4.
Yeah, isn't that really going to throw the girls if one of them was done and the other one wasn't? Yeah, my left one's fake. My right one's not.
That would definitely get us, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Melissa Carter.
Hey, wait, should Bert and I do this too?
No, then it just becomes creepy, I think.
Yeah, Jeff.
Jeff likes being creepy. Jeff. He needs the excuse.
I'm going to do it because I bet I can smoke the girls.
You're being icky. Dude, you just want permission to do what you've been doing all morning.
If he's making you uncomfortable, we can make him leave.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Are you ready,
in on this, Nancy?
I'm ready.
You want in
ready.
On this? Or you have said that you can't tell.
I am the worst. The worst, but I'll get in on it.
All right. Take a real quick peek here and go ahead and write down.
You have to write it down 1 through 4.
Melissa and Hobby got up and squeezed him.
Oh, Jeff.
God, this
stop.
Is weird. Staring at.
You're being weird.
You are creepy. Leslie, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
You're just like, twist my arm. Okay.
No. But yeah, Jeff is turning into that uncle that you never quite invite to the reunion.
Yeah, I might be creepy, but I don't have drool on my shirt.
Dude.
Hello?
Hey, Leslie.
Hey, Bert. I was just wondering, what are these ladies wearing? Because, you know, with bras and different shirts, you can kind of show off like you have more than you really have. So are they wearing bikinis or what?
Jen, do you want to give a description of what each is wearing?
Yeah, number 1 is wearing a tight black top. It's a little off the shoulder, and it's kind of that stretchy material. So, you know, it's tight, it's cute, but it's not, you know, it's not a tank. Number 2 has a tank top with some cleave, and number 3 has a tank top with some cleavage, and then 4 has a little... little like what was it, like a gap top or whatever. So it's like form fitting, but it's still a cotton t-shirt.
Like a V-neck almost.
Okay. Yeah, V-neck, exactly.
All right, Leslie, okay.
You need okay. V-neck, Bert.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I think that she's right because I mean a woman's best tool is her bra. So like a woman I think can. You know, a creative bra can make a woman look however she wants her to look. So, I very much could not be 100% on this based on
what
they're wearing.
They all look beautiful. I will say that for sure. And I am definitely jealous of their size. Real or fake, I'm jealous.
I'm with you.
You can have them too. All right, let's go right down the list here. For number one, Jamie Massey, do you believe those to be real or are those enhanced?
You're making Jamie go first and it wasn't even her challenge?
Well, she's already said that she can't tell.
I am terrible at it.
She's got nothing to lose.
So I apologize to all of you ahead of time. I'm going to go with number one as fake.
Fake for number one, Melissa?
I put one, yes. She's had surgery.
You have had surgery. Jen Hobby?
Fake.
All three number one say that you have had breast augmentation surgery.
Before you answer, I just want to note that Jen Hobby is covering her paper as if this is like an exam and she's in the fourth grade.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to cheat off me.
There's no prize for number one.
How competitive are you?
Look at her.
I know.
I don't want Jeff like knowing. Or I don't know why. I don't want Jeff looking at my paper.
It's not an exam.
Jeff, do you want to take a shot at this?
I had one being fake.
All right. Everybody unanimously says that you have had surgery. Is it true?
They're 100% real.
They are real.
Wow. Impressive.
All right.
Good. 100% real. Yep.
All right.
Now, Jen or Melissa, was your first thought there she's lying?
No.
Okay.
No, I just thought, my first thought was, wow, they're very evenly proportioned.
Okay.
Because I think that her breasts look exactly the same size. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was why I said I thought hers were fake, because they are exactly the same size.
Number one. Do you find that people asked you before if yours are real?
Yeah, I've gotten a few people like, wow, like it's weird. Like a guy randomly at a bar said, are those fake? And I'm like, yeah, no, they're real. Sorry about that, buddy. But
have women ever come up to you and said, wow, where'd you get those done?
No, not really.
Just dudes looking for a
couple.
Because this goes back to what we were talking about earlier about what you look for. Because, you know, the replay, the when I talked about the porn breasts, a caller called up and said that I assume that I can tell because if two huge, perfectly round balloons were on a woman's chest, then obviously. And so the thing is, like Jen said, same reason why I thought number one was fake, because they are lifted very well for her size and they're evenly, and they're even. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I thought too, because most women... can't, you know, it's hard to do.
Isn't
that.
Isn't it insult to you that they think, that people think that they're fake?
No,
or
no,
is
no.
it a compliment?
I think
it's
that would be a compliment.
Yeah, it really is. Thanks, guys.
Okay, so you guys are 0 for 1 right now.
Right.
All right.
Dang.
Number two, Jamie Massey, do you have those as real or do you have them as fake?
I think this was the biggest challenge. I'm not going to lie.
Literally.
Yeah.
Jeff, so, shut up.
Yeah, you keep it down over there. Because... she's on very low-cut top, and they're very perky, and I can't even tell if she's wearing a bra or not.
No bra.
I'm going to go with fake.
Fake for Massey.
All right. Number two, I put that they were real.
Real for mm-hmm. Melissa Carter.
Number two, I thought were real as well.
Real and
I
creepy.
I said real.
Creepy uncle.
Real. Number two, are your breasts real or are they fake?
Real fake.
They're fake?
They're a month
Damn.
Old.
Damn.
They're a month
fake.
Old. Wow.
Damn.
You guys are 0
really?
For 2.
Should have had some cupcakes in here.
Yeah. Maybe Massey's the only one with the gift. So
Dang.
I'm curious, Melissa and Jen, why you guys thought that those were real.
Because, same thing, because yeah. they're not the same size.
Yeah, and I think that...
that's great.
She's like, right now I got to go back in.
No, yeah. No, I just...
Maybe she's
yeah.
a bicycle pump.
I don't know. I think that it's because... You don't have a bra on today.
No bra.
See, I think it was because maybe the misconception I had... I mean, because number one has... You have a bra on today? So I think that it was just... it was the bra thing. The bra thing
it's
threw me off.
See, I think that... I think plastic surgery has come such a long way that... I think that if you go in there and you tell your surgeon now, like, look, I don't want everybody knowing. I don't want them to be so obvious that they can look like number twos, mm-hmm. where you can't tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so perky without a bra. You go, girl. Right on.
Do you
but
mind?
Your left one, I'm sorry, is bigger than your right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like that before I had my boobs done.
Yeah.
And I told them that going in.
Mm-hmm.
And they did all these kind of measurements.
Can you keep the mic up real quick?
They there did all go. These measurements, and they said that they literally are the same size, but
I see the difference. Yeah. My boyfriend sees the difference.
Obviously, Jen and Melissa couldn't tell, so I don't think it hurts if you want to, like, give a plug to the doctor that did yours. They obviously are doing a good job.
Dr. Nakano at Prima Center for Plastic Surgery in Duluth.
Okay.
And it was the best doctor's experience I've ever had in my life.
Why did you decide to go and get them done?
I've always wanted them, and I'm a senior in college, and I said, you know what? Let's do it.
This will help me get a job.
No, I'm in nursing school. It really doesn't help that much, but yeah.
Nursing.
I decided to do it.
I swear to God, where's his tape? Is there like package tape?
Jokes are so easy.
You are such a boy. Shut up.
It's like I'm playing T-ball with boobs.
T-ball?
That's now wrong. We're 0 for 2.
Let me ask you this. Are you happy with the results, and has it done for your confidence what you maybe thought it was going to do?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Changed my whole outlook on myself and my body.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very happy.
Great. Okay.
All right, let's go with number three now.
Man.
Jamie Massey, are number three's breasts real or are they fake?
You know when, like, the cleavage is kind of stuck together? I don't think that people with fake boobs have that, and you've got such a nice little line. I'm going with real.
Real for Massey.
Yes.
See, and I went opposite. I said they were fake.
Melissa. I said fake, too.
I'm going with real.
I went with fake because they are perfectly the same size, and they're really lifted up.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that means she's got the big bra hold on or push-up bra on. Mm-hmm.
You guys don't sound nearly as confident as you did last week.
I know. We were 0-for-2.
All right. Jen Hobby and Melissa Carter have both said that those are fake.
And Jamie Massey is correct.
They are real.
They are real.
Dang.
That's are 0-for-3.
Thank you, Victoria's Secret.
Suck at that.
That's a great point about Victoria's Secret now, because they do make bras now, right? That, I mean, if you want push and you want to make them look perfect, they can do it.
Yeah, love like it. $50 and boom. Yeah, so, I mean, I did a play, and I played Marilyn Monroe, so I went to Victoria's Secret. They hooked me up, and it's pretty fun.
And
so.
Here they are.
Yeah, there they are.
Let me ask you the same question that I asked number one. Has anybody approached you before and said, wow, that's a great boob job?
Well, when I played that role in school, a lot of boys, like, I would hear them whispering in the halls, and that was interesting, but not really. I mean, everyone, all my friends say I have a great rack, but but nobody has really asked if they were fake. So
okay, well, thank you for coming in.
Well, you
know,
we both thought they were.
People are thinking it.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thanks.
They're perfectly natural.
All right. Before we even get the answer here for virtual listener number four. Good morning, Kim. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, I just wanted to say all the comments about the bras, Melissa and Jen contend or did last week, that they could spot them a mile away. Mm-hmm. So it shouldn't matter what the girls are wearing, what kind of bra they have on. I mean, you say you can spot them if people aren't walking around naked when you're out in public,
yeah.
So you should be able to spot them.
Yeah.
So far they've been proven
shouldn't
wrong.
Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You've had a boob job, haven't you?
She can spot your fake once angry.
I don't even have to see you.
Yeah.
Maybe that's your gift.
Maybe you need a smile implant as well.
Have five women come on the phone, and then Jen will be able to tell based on their venom whether or not.
Based on the chip on their shoulder, not the fake boobs on their chest.
I'll tell you what, it doesn't even matter what they're wearing. You guys are just stupid. You've been idiots. I know you're judging me, even though you don't know if I had them or not.
All right, Jamie Massey is virtual listener.
Small boobed angry women.
Is virtual listener number four in the V-neck? Are those real or are those fake?
I'm going to go with the same reasoning I went with number three. You are a lucky woman. I'm going to go with real.
Real for Jamie Massey. Melissa Carter.
I also wrote real.
Real?
I wrote fake.
Okay.
All right. One of you guys are going to be 0-for-4 today.
Right.
I think it's going to be me.
One of you guys are going to get one right. And Jeff?
I'm 0-for-3, and I want to make sure that very confident Jen and very confident Melissa stand alone in 0-for-4 status, so I'm abstaining from this vote.
Okay.
So only one of us in this room
but
can be.
But he's staring. That's for damn sure.
100% completely
he
sure.
He took the test. He's just not giving the answer.
Exactly. Right.
Melissa, again, you said?
I said that they were real.
You said that they were real.
And I thought that they were fake.
Okay.
Because she's a tiny, tiny little girl with big, big boobs.
Number four, are those real? And get that mic real close to your mouth.
They're real.
They are real.
Yeah. Damn!
Yes!
Jen, Hobby!
Damn!
So Javi, who said that she could tell, of course
damn,
you could tell.
Damn,
did not get one set right today.
I'm nobody is wrong. Happier than Melissa that you are 0-4.
But you were still like, you were 1-4, Melissa.
No, so. Yeah, I was definitely proven wrong because my theory last week on why I could spot them was because I didn't think women would go in and really say, I want them to look real. If you're going to pay thousands of dollars, you're not going to go in and say, well, since I'm here, might as well go, you know. But you're right. I mean, modern breast augmentation surgery, women will go in and legitimately say, I want them to look real, and they do.
I think the old theory is that, at least back in the day, I think women were going in there and they were getting them done like strippers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that with technology and everything, I really do think it's a lot, obviously today, we found out it's a lot more difficult to tell if you have a good plastic surgeon.
Mm-hmm. And we've also learned that if you have real boobs that often people confuse for being fake, you're happy to come in and show them off.
Thanks, you guys, for coming
thank
in.
You
really
so much.
Appreciate you
thank
coming
you for
in.
You're all beautiful. And thanks for putting up with Jeff's creepiness.
Hey, I was just trying to play along. This thanks. Show does not exclude anyone or any breast.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter Thank You 25 for 25% off. It's promo code Thank You 25 at TakeLean.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Burt Show phone scam, calling up a woman, and she is just trying to get a little information, and sometimes over the phone, that gets kind of confusing. Burt Show phone scam right now.
Thank you for calling up North M. Simmons. This is Patty. How can I help you?
Hi, Patty. How are you today?
I'm very well, thanks.
Good. I am calling to get some more information. I saw your ad in the magazine.
Oh, great.
And I would like to get some information mailed to me.
Okay. Tell you what. First thing, can I get your last name, please?
Sure. It is Clark.
Okay. Could you spell that for me?
Okay. It's CLAJTKRLT.
And that's pronounced Clark?
Yes.
CLAJTKRLT.
JATK.
Got it. Okay. And first name, please.
Steven.
Is that with a V or a PH?
That's with a PH and an L.
Oh, could you spell it out for me?
STE.
Uh-huh.
PHENL.
And that's pronounced?
Steven.
Okay. Great. Steven Clark. Middle initial?
Is P, as in Robert.
P. All right. And your address, please.
Sure. It is 1286 East.
East.
1276 East Glenridge Road.
Is that 76 or 86? I thought you said 86 first.
No, 1266.
1266.
Right.
Okay. East.
Glenridge.
Glenridge.
Road.
Mm-hmm.
Apartment.
Apartment. What? I'm sorry. You're cutting out.
1256 East Glenridge Road.
Okay. I'm sorry, sir. We seem to have a really bad connection. I'm having a difficult time hearing you. Is it 1256667 6, 6, 6, 7, 6 or 86?
No. 1 2 6.
1 2 6. Okay. 126 East Glenridge Road, apartment. I haven't gotten the apartment number yet.
There is no apartment number. It's a house.
Oh, great. Okay, and city?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, and your zip code, please?
30342.
30342.
Right.
And your phone number is?
The area code is 404.
Mm-hmm.
434.
Mm-hmm.
2, yeah, no, 4.
404-434.
2, nah, 4.
I apologize, but we seem to have a really bad connection. I'm having such a difficult time understanding. Would you like to call me back?
No, this is fine. I can hear you perfectly.
Okay.
434-2-4. Four,
right.
2444? No. 404.
Uh-huh.
434.
Mm-hmm.
2864.
2864.
Yes.
Got it. Oh. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And your fax number, please.
Yes, it is 404.
Right.
434-267.
267. I'm sorry, sir, you're cutting out.
434-267.
267 what?
What?
434-267 what? We're missing a digit here, sir.
434.
Yes.
267.
434-4267?
No. 4.
Sir, are you sure you don't want to call me back? Because I'm, you know, your phone, I'm not sure. Perhaps
this,
it's my phone.
This shouldn't be this difficult.
I agree, sir. I agree.
The area code is 404.
Right.
434-267.
267 what? You're missing a digit. God damn it, I'm so sick of you, moron.
Excuse me. Hello?
Mr. Clark, I need to apologize. I'm so sorry. I'm getting frustrated because I'm thinking your phone is not working very well.
My phone is working perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. You know who's not doing a good job?
Mm-mm.
You. I don't want your information, okay?
But, sir, we're practically done. Can I just get that last fax number from you?
Oh, you know what? Forget it.
But...
Can I... You know what? Can I give you one piece of advice?
Sure.
Please listen to the Burt Show at Q100 Radio. This is Jeff, and you've just been the victim of a phone scam.
We will scam you.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Jumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Jumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.